Everybody, here we are, another BBS radio program, Creation Lightship Healing, and the date today is March 22nd. I don't know if that means anything. 2017. So here we go. Here's the date for everybody. All releasing the energy for this date today. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's still a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels better. Now let's energize the light beings on your monitor screen. Or may have a cell phone up, TV screens, whatever you have. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. If you happen to have a situation going on in your life, we'll clear that one situation that you're viewing, looking at right now. Could be even a pain energy. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? Hello, our co-host, Don Michelle. Are you out of the preparation room? Is your voice all tuned up? And high heels on, et cetera? You ready to go, Michelle?
Oh, yes, the whole deal. I actually have a prom dress on tonight. So.
That's
not
great.
To see it, but you know, I just like to wear prom dresses sometimes because I think they're kind of fun. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday night show. And this is we had a show on Monday, but this is really the only second show since we had our last banner weekend of the New Life Expo for 2017 that took place in New York City. And that was just this past weekend, the 17th through the 19th. And Ron attended, and I attended. And I met so many great people. It was absolutely fantastic. It was just so much fun. So he did a lot of talks, and it was very, very, very cool, I have to say. I had a great time. So, yeah, it was nice seeing New York. New York people are, you know, they're just smart. And very sharp, just like you said, Ron, it's true. So, if anyone wants to write in, I know we got some new people that discovered the booth. It was in a corner section, so pretty much anybody that walked in the room that it was in got to walk past our booth, which was really great. A lot of traffic in front of us. And we got some new people interested. So if anybody wants to write in tonight, the email to get your emails is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we'd love to have any type of feedback that you have, maybe what you experienced in the light chamber, or just talking to other people, or if you've just discovered this for the first time, or maybe you've been coming back for years and seeing Ron and what it was like. If you've had anything to share, we'd love to hear it. So, well, Ron, what do you think about what occurred this past weekend?
Boy, it's a lot of people, a lot of people at the healing monitors. Trying to see here what if I had any special hearings that I did for people. Let me look here and just see if I can. Well, there's one nice. Lady, remember maybe, I'm guessing 3 weeks ago, possibly, we worked on somebody with a hand problem. So I worked with that. We did that on our show, Wednesday show, and she showed up, and she really got the unlimited on the light chamber, and her hand was working much, much, much better. Maybe it was maybe 90% fixed from that one particular show. And she came in and went in the chamber, and she left wheeling her fingers and saying, thank you, it's fixed. And that was kind of really nice to see that. So so she was probably more of a newbie, I would think. Or you know, I haven't seen her before at the expo, let's put it that way. So anyway, we have a lot of nice people. One of them was there was a lady there that I'm not going to give her name or anything, but she was actually working with very possibly the time traveling soldiers or something like that, and she for a long time in her life was actually seeing just kind of paraphrasing like computer screens at night doing different things, maybe tracking aliens or something. That's what I kind of picked up. So that was kind of unique too. And she knew about her dream state of doing this quite often, like reconnaissance. So then I visited her in the time traveling soldiers, and she got enlisted with the Vikings. So anyway, that was quite interesting. The only person that I enlisted was her, as of her situation. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you. Yeah, I enjoyed the expo. And the light chamber, is just a draw to people when they come into it and they like it and always leave with a smile. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, absolutely. And it was pretty busy all weekend. I would have to say we ran it quite a bit, and there was always quite a few people in there as well. And I would look around, not only in our room, but I could actually see the room on the other side as well. And I just couldn't believe how many people were just humming around our booth the entire time. It was unbelievable, but I wasn't tired. If anything, I was like, oh, I need to go in the light chamber, and then I was not tired at all. So it's very rejuvenating as well. I don't think tiredness hit me till I was, in my hotel room, and that's a good place for it to hit you. So everything worked out very well. And I remember even traveling there, it kept saying on my map that it would take me an hour to get from one point to another. And there is no way it took me any more than 10 minutes. And I remember when I got to the conference, I told some people this, and they just laughed and said, oh, you're on the CLS timeline. So that worked out good. I also, yes, I do remember the woman who had said that she felt that when you did that hand clearing that it had been specifically for her, and she got a lot from that. And she was like, I'm good. I'm all good. So she was set, I think, by the end of the weekend. And, yeah, she was doing really well. Very helpful. Okay, so let's see here. We do have a few things in the inbox. Some of them might be from before the weekend. So let's see what I can find here. Okay, some of them are, like, saying, oh, we have these videos, people send in videos for us to watch because they know that the radio show host or Ron might be interested in seeing them. Always more information is good. So many things are changing so quickly out there. Okay, this one says, is our sun, the solar, part of Source? I heard the sun is Ra, a group of light beings. Is this true?
I don't relate to that energy at all, so I'd probably say no.
Okay. Now, I think that information might be some kind of a ancient society that was into that. I mean, I guess if you're on the planet, the closest thing you can think to seeing any type of an energy source would be something that gives you light every day. But it's not the same as the creation light ship, like an actual creator source, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. The light ship is invisible, so you're really not going to probably ever see it. Now when I take people to it, you can see it. But other than that, trying to find it, what it looks like, how big it is, or anything like that, it doesn't show up that way. for the sickly energy.
Huh.
And you can't go, you know, to the light shift yourself and, you know, to experience that unless I take you there. Which is what Jesus said, you know, a couple of thousand years ago, you know, have to go through me to go to the Father. So if you just take the Bible and put the word light shift in and place the Father, you'd probably have a little better understanding of that. And not all of the Bible is correct, but there is some interesting things in there that, you know, would be sort of correct. Like I mentioned before on one of the shows, I not believe Jesus ever got baptized. I don't believe he ever prayed to anything, because that would be, you know, duality of going inside. Kingdom is within. So with that situation, that probably never have happened. So I don't know how they got the Lord's Prayer or anything else in there. You know, it sounds good, but I don't think it, you know, was that way.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, something you just said. Somebody asked me this weekend, they said, well, what is it? Because I was trying to explain the creation light ship, and I wasn't quite sure what wording to use. It's always kind of tricky because you're talking to someone's mind. They're not in their heart yet. They can't really feel it. So what would you say to describe it? Is it what people also refer to as Shambhala?
No. That's an earth type energy. When you start looking at the different energies, typically, you know, most people think there's like one God, okay? But if you start looking around, you notice that the Egyptians had, you know, things they pray to. And then by all means, you have all the different gods that are from the Eastern Indian religion. And so, and they even have, you know, pictures of what they look like. So right away, oh, some look pretty strange in a sense, multiple hands and stuff, and, you know, elephants and things like that. So right away, since they have pictures of those, now you know what the aliens look like. So, you know, when you just start looking at what these gods are, yeah, they are all alien energies. And so when you realize that, if you can think that far, you know, and get out of your box, we'll say, and look at that and say, gee, all these different people, for some reason, started to worship something outside of themselves, and it has a certain, you know, image or picture of it. Oh, and you're just worshiping some type of alien energy out there, you know, asking for a favor, basically. That's how I look at it. And then you're hooked up to that energy. But the source energies are always with you, and it doesn't tell you what to do, and it's peaceful, and that's all they can put out is peace. So that's the difference. All the other things people ask for favors of, you can never ask a light ship for a favor that won't listen to you, and there's no way to communicate with it. You already have a part of it with you, inside of you, so you need to, more of that, knowing that your spirit is part of source energy. So back to you.
Okay, so it says on the front of the website that the creation light ship comes every 2,000 years. Does that mean it goes away?
It does the ascension process. So the ascension is to get rid of the darkness out of its creation. And somehow, I don't know, but it decided to maybe do it every 2,000 years on different cycles. So I just don't fully, completely understand that. But that seems to be what happens. Everything gets repeated every 2,000 years. And where we are now, this is the seventh time of the Earth trying to get free from darkness. This is the last time. And before, you know, we weren't here to battle the aliens, the Earth and its population would be in darkness forever. So this is the last time of doing that. The interesting thing that you may notice, too, is that the darkness energy that created the timeline that people live on here. Since they are on a timeline, the Dodgers can interfere with what's happening to us. So things may be going in one direction perfectly fine, and or maybe you want something. You probably have all noticed this yourself. Maybe you were a lottery player and you gave it up, or maybe you went to the casinos, but and you had this vision that you're going to win. That's kind of where I'm going with this here. And, boy, it was like, you know, you could bet your life on it. And sure enough, that would be the case as you're looking at maybe your future of you winning. Well, the Dodgers can see that future and automatically change things on a timeline just before you're going to have that special win. And that's also true with the events that happen here. They see things happening. So they will, since they have already made the script, and maybe the script got changed slightly so that they were not in favor of what's going on, we'll say, to alter the timeline that they created that's supposed to be on, then they can come in and stop time and sabotage everything that's there. And all of a sudden you're going down a different path, we'll say. And that's probably... the fake news, I guess you could call it that, is probably what they're doing. You have the real event happening, and then they don't want that to happen, to be shown to everybody what really happened, so they create the fake news and put that in the place of the real news. And so, kind of going a little further with that, you know, they've been talking about Nasara for a long time. And, you know, people have been talking more recently about GCR, the reset of the currency being gold-backed, and that people who had foreign currency, they'd be getting, maybe the money would be reactivated, kind of like the dinar coming up and having a value of it, so all countries are on kind of equal standing, gold-backed energies or money. And, that all could be true. But, basically, you know, it's like, where is it? You know, it should have happened years ago, maybe, and it hasn't happened yet, or it's really close, as you hear things on the Internet. Oh, yeah, it's going to be happening tomorrow, but or, you know, it's supposed to happen tomorrow, but something happened where, you know, something went sideways, and now it's not happening. So what they're doing is they're just making you kind of get jerked up, and you're really excited, and your energy's out there, you know, because it's supposed to be happening tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes, and nothing happened. Now you're angry because something happened, or they, you know, put it out to a cause like, oh, this group did this here, and it's still going back and forth on a yo-yo, back and forth, back and forth. So, you know, that could be part of the dark side coming in, changing timelines and everything. Maybe it could have happened. Maybe there are timelines where it happened. But they saw that they weren't in control of that timeline, so they came in and stopped the timeline and made it go sideways. So back to you, Michelle.
You just described what is literally exactly happening. I have been hearing for years that that type of thing has been going to happen with a certain currency for about 3 years. It's going to happen soon. It's going to happen this week. And, of course, it never does. So that is fascinating that they continually find reasons why it's not happening, but really it's not happening because, I don't know, some kind of energy or whatever. But maybe you don't just have to let it go, I guess. Okay, so we have a testimonial. This weekend, Ron, you had people that couldn't attend the conference live, you were able to let them tune into your phone and hear what you were saying to people in the room. So somebody said, it was such a gift to be able to hear Ron's live lectures at the expo over the phone. Hope you can do the same for the San Mateo Expo. And I will just let you know when that is. So the next public appearance for the Creation Light Trip, for Ron, basically, it's going to be April 28th through the 30th, and that's called the New Living Expo, and that's in San Mateo. and that's at the San Mateo Event Center. You can probably look it up online under New Living Expo. And San Mateo is about maybe not too far just under San Francisco. Maybe it's an hour under San Francisco. So you can fly into San Francisco. Actually, I think it's closer. I think it's only like 30 minutes away from the San Francisco airport. And that airport is pretty south of the city. So next appearance. So if anybody on the West Coast or in Asia wants to go visit Ron, that would be a definite place to go. Okay, so yeah, that's interesting what you were just saying, Ron, because, you know, people's currency and their money is obviously a major thing on this planet. So whatever occurs with that in general, you know, everybody's got their mind in it, basically. It's probably one of the most wished for manipulated things on the planet. So, okay. Well, let's see. And we have another testimonial. It says, this person enjoyed the healing energy of the light beings over the weekend. They had put their picture in the booth, and they were able to describe their issue to the light beings and feel the powerful energy working on their body. Very good.
Yes, very good. So what I will say, we'll have probably a link on the website here in a couple of weeks if you're interested in having listening to the presentations that I do. So back to you. Yeah, the neat thing is to watch people in their comments, you know, with their free healing monitors. And I don't think a lot of them know what it really is, but they feel better. Just, you know, kind of leave in peace and kind of wonder what really happened to them. Well, I've seen that quite a bit with people. And then they ask about, you know, having the whole lifetime done. Do you have anybody, Michelle, that kind of really got it with the monitors? I know a lot of people get it, and some just kind of, you know, maybe leave the booth afterwards not knowing what it's about because they're in peace. How did you perceive that?
Oh, I see it happen all the time. You basically, I had to say, you know, here's our rundown of the radio show, and you can take this little card in case you want to listen to them, and here's the Mind to Heart Drop. And they don't, I don't explain that or anything, but also a little discount card so they have the website written on there and they can get the, like, get the emotional whole life clearing when they go home. And you just have to hand it to them before they kind of wander off because you can tell they feel like, oh, I don't know what just happened, but I feel kind of awesome. So it's really great. And there were a couple people, one in particular, who absolutely got it. And I spoke with him for a little bit, and then you spoke with him, and he was like, oh, I'm buying the Emotional Whole Life Hearing right here, and he did it at the conference. Actually, we set him up on a computer, and he went around the corner, sat down for 20 minutes, and he let it run, and he felt great, and he just said, you know, I let him know it might be a little while before he fully gets what's going on, and he just said, okay. So he was perfectly fine with that. And that actually happened a couple times then throughout the weekend where people just went for it and they just did it. So that was pretty cool to see, I have to say. So during one of your talks, Ron, you shared the talk with another speaker, and the speaker brought up a bunch of different things from the past that we're all kind of experiencing now. And my question is, if we're experiencing these things, like say the aliens messed with something in our DNA a couple thousand years ago, and now we're experiencing the results of that because we are experiencing it, can that be considered a timeline we are on in general? And can we use that to timeline crash if we can pick out specific things? And can that help, like, lots of people plus ourselves?
Yeah, whatever you do on a timeline crash, you're helping, you know, maybe thousands, if not millions of people here, as they're all on that same timeline. So, yeah, things could be planted in people. It could be nanotechnology. You could just use the word implant, say, get activated according to the date. That's why we clear the date on, you know, the BBS radio shows now, because the date ties you into the past, and that's their stronghold on you, is the date, because the date's in time. So, you know, if you're having a difficult day, it's always nice to maybe Google that and see what happened in the past, see how that relates to you, or what actually happened, because you're kind of being influenced by that energy. And they're, you know, you're probably not going back too far for what they have there, but, you know, I would say typically they're probably going back maybe 1,000 years for most of this stuff. And sometimes they can go back further. But, you know, there's not a lot, a whole lot of records. But, you know, you could check out just any day and just see what happens. And you can also go into your future, because that's already there. Remember, all these dates, like tomorrow will be, unless you're in a different country now, but tomorrow will be the 23rd. We've got the 24th. So what's actually happening on these days? Well, you're kind of being kind of like herded like cattle to different locations. And how do they, are they planning to affect you? What are they going to be doing to you from the past? So it does put you on, you know, the whole different timelines / holograms of the past energies into, you know, your problems. So once you're aware of that, you can do timeline crafting on that particular day, if you like, and very possibly that will get you off of that timeline that could be 1,000 years old that you already relived and walked. But that's the whole process why you do timeline crashing, to get rid of that situation that you're dealing with now that you really don't know much about, but all of a sudden you're having something happen to you, and you want to get it off of you. So that's why you have timeline crashing. And that's the darkness coming into your life, maybe your now, and takes you off of your now, takes you off of your peace, and takes you somewhere else, even though you think that you're here. So just recreate everything for you. So back to you.
Oh, goodness. So... okay, so how far it goes back or how many timelines get crashed, is that dependent on how long you run the timeline crashes for?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you have a wake up one morning and you don't feel right and things aren't going well for you, there's some type of theme running for that particular day. And the more timeline crashes you do, the more timelines you're off on. So all these are your parallel lives, but you don't know about them unless you have really, really strong intuition or something. Normally, it's just like you just think you're living one life in this present moment. If you were doing that and you are in the present moment, that would be correct. But most people are not. They're living multiple lives with the same scenario happening over and over and over again. So you could be on 2,000 timelines of a problem. Maybe some type of physical pain is happening to you, or some type of emotional event. And all of a sudden, you're on all these timelines that are copy and pasted, fabricated, they're made because they got energy from you. But once you get the first energy of living here and you have problems, then they just start copy and pasting these. And or maybe they're going into your past history or her story of you, and also doing timeline crash or you know, recreating that. So you've got to do timeline crashes to get it off of you. So there's different ways of looking at it, but basically, you know, when you're not here, where are you? Well, you're on all those timelines living lives that the aliens are taking away your life force energy. It could be even worse than that, but we'll just keep it very simple here. And if somebody came up to me and they mentioned, well, Ron, what about the timelines that we talked about it once before, only once, I think, that are like the sideways timeline or something like that. I believe that's what they said. Normally we just do the upside down, but there could be one that could be maybe 90 degrees out or something, or a sideways timeline. So you may want to try that just to see what happens. I mentioned, I think on one of the shows in the distant past here, and that was brought to my attention. So we'll just kind of see what's happening there. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I picked out a few subjects that I feel I'm on that timeline simply from being in a body and being on this planet right now, of things that were spoken out this weekend. So those are things that I can crash. But are you also saying that we could just do, like, the date for a few minutes every day? Earlier in the day?
Yeah, it could be a good thing, maybe. Because the date will, remember, you have keywords and your NATO barcode. So these all deal with dates and your name. Oh, yeah, the date could bring you right into a timeline just by being on that date. That's why we mentioned about, you know, the first of the year and daylight savings times, et cetera, to kind of hold the day before for a few days. And when you do that, you won't be on that new timeline. But that's like the reboot that the aliens do to you. If you're not rebooted onto a new timeline where everybody else is going, and you just sort of stay back at the bus station and kind of see how the bus is leaving with the total population of the Earth on those buses, and you're not on it, they may not even know that you exist. They're now concentrating, focusing on all those people, you know, in those buses, and you're still at the terminal, probably, and where everybody went. So back to you.
Okay, great. So let's see, I'll read one of them here. Okay, cloned body on cloned Earth testimonial, and that's the name of a specific clearing. It says that they just ran the cloned body on cloned planets and also the cloned bodies on cloned Earth, current and past timeline, past lifetime for both. Running these clearings shifted me out large-scale patterns in my life. Instead of shifting to a different groove on the record, this was like switching the whole record. With these, I also reran the ley line and grid line clearings for myself, and this combo made space for very big changes that are in line with my spirit. Highly recommended. Okay, so they're doing the cloned bodies on cloned planets and cloned bodies on cloned Earth, along with the ley line and grid line clearings. Interesting.
Yeah, that sounds pretty effective.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking, you know, we get into movies a lot. You know, the movie They Live is a nice movie. The sunglasses there to see the aliens and the little messages that, you know, you're seeing. But the other one is, you know, Jupiter Ascending. So those two movies are pretty factual. The Jupiter one is, I'd say, 100% real, what they're doing to us here. Then, well, what I'm looking at on the timelines, you know, as you start looking and searching for movies, and there's a lot of alien ones coming out now. Arrival is one of them. There's another, a few other ones have been coming that have previews out. So, even the old one, All Boys and Aliens or something, you know. But a lot of the, I think the Nephilims, you know, switching gears here, sort of look like the Predator energies. That movie Predator. So there's a lot going on there. I was coming out on YouTube about, you know, the stuff of Enoch, et cetera, and the Watchers, and I got rid of a lot of that stuff maybe 2 weeks ago, I guess, hunting the Watchers down in that particular batches of aliens. There was some Nephilim that were in use, just like us, like cattle, for strategic things, so we managed to save some of those. But the other ones were pretty aggressive. I guess all the alien races had like a pecking order. Then we got the that box that somehow... there's a gentleman who had a great Israeli news. I can pull it up here. I had a piece of paper here. Let's see here. Israeli news. And it says, somebody else copied it too, but it is fallen angels imprisoned in Antarctica. And some are still alive. This was posted March 14th. So you may want to listen to that. I already dealt with all that energy. And I also saw that box that I guess they opened up and it killed 2,000 people or something like that in the tomb. And I don't know how they got it out, but they dug this box up and opened it up, I guess, and 2,000 people got killed. I was investigating that at the expo. I think it was Sunday night. We got into the New Yorker probably midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And Sean Morton was in the lobby, and we were talking about that and about the energy in that box. And the box, when we opened it up, brought the energy in, we like a fire energy inside of it. Then it's closed the box up. I didn't look any further on that, but yeah, that's I guess the Russian military got a hold of the box. If they have it now in Antarctica, looking at it or something like that. But you can listen to that Israeli news. It's pretty factual. It talks about the Netherlands and energy. What's going on in Antarctica. It's a very interesting way that he presents it. Anyway, kind of been there, done that. I'll have to see if anything recycles now, what that energy inside that box is. And I also seen that box months ago going into that large box over there. So anyway, it's one that all the Muslims walk around and I give homage to and pray and stuff. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, well, yeah, I wondered if that's, you know, Pandora's box or goodness, who knows what.
In a sense, you could probably see that. I think they called it, what was it? God, I forgot. It's very simple. Anyway, I just don't have it in front of me, but it's like three words. I'll get it eventually here, probably more focused on the show than that box, but they gave it a name, what it was. So back to you.
Okay, well, person that had the hand healing that we were speaking about later, she wrote in and she said, yes, she had a great time at the New York Expo. Thanks so much for extra healing on my hand. I had come with a constant pain in my hand and left with no pain. Yes, I consider my healing a perfect healing. I'm a newbie, and taking it all in has been great. I learned so much at this weekend. Wow, I can't even put it into words.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, somebody else wrote in, this goes back to March 6th, and it says, I listened to the Body Blueprint Renewal while in the hospital last month. A few days later, when I was released, I went to physical therapy and was able to walk far more than ever, which amazed the therapist because I live in a wheelchair and had not had physical therapy for over 3 months. That is just one of the ways I was renewed. Great, they did
great, wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, that call was amazing.
Yeah, with the clearing, just getting on, listening to an archive, or just showing up is what I say. You know, you will get something out of it, even if your mind says you're not going to receive anything, because your spirit, with that energy that we transmit, put out to people, we'll say, is so strong that it overrides the mind energy when you, like, even on the BBS radio program here. So you're getting a lot of source energy coming to you, the peace energy, and that definitely brings you peace, and the peace provides the healing for you, because it will actually, maybe in a sense, realign your spirit with peace and have it be self-empowered more because of the peace energy coming through. That's kind of how the healings work. Your spirit gets more energy. It's like a booster shot, we'll say, of energy. And it can help to facilitate more healings with you. That's why I say if your spirit, if you don't have a spirit in your body, you won't have any healings. You got to have that, the spirit to be the conduit to that. Well, back to you.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, somebody was writing in. They were wondering about. Okay. They work with somebody, Ron. It says, I've purchased the emotional clearing for an employee that I'm having a problem with. Can I put my name into the specific issue box in his clearing? Will that help him with his anger issues towards me?
Kind of a, maybe a, it sounds good, but I probably would not do that. Just do the whole clearing, because you want everything cleared out of him. The specific incident box is mainly for the unlimited version. So just run his name in there without doing anything else. Just his name and the age and run the clearing. As you don't want to limit the clearing just to you. The issue probably is not you. You know, other things going on with their on with his or her life throughout the past a lifetime. So you want to just work on major issues which you don't know anything about. That's why you do the whole lifetime clearing, because it gives you a clean slate. So I would say I would probably not put the name in. Just run the whole lifetime clearing as it is. So back to you.
Okay, great. Well, that is very nice. I'm sure the person will get some relief. Anything else that we could suggest? Maybe just from that person's point of view.
Well, you might find out what the issue could be with that person, and both could be on the same timeline, so you could timeline crash it for you, which could take them off of that timeline also. So, or maybe just run two, you know, separate timeline crashes if it happens to be a big issue. Pay for that person and then also pay for you and run them both together with the same issue. It's hard to say how someone, you know, that's outside of yourself, a friend or somebody you work with or whatever that you're involved with, how they're attached to that timeline. And it could even be a soul family member. That's a possibility, too. That's also on the same timeline as you. Maybe by doing a soul family disconnection, what we have on the website there, that might help you. You know, if it's a long relationship with this person, then very possibly, you know, it could be like a soulmate or something if you worked with them for, you know, maybe 10 years or something like that. Or had contact with them, then you probably typically, there might be a soulmate energy. And I'm just asking, also just curious, you know, I'm just thinking, could that person be a handler to you? I want to look at that and investigate that possibility. Well, back to you.
Okay, great. So someone's wondering, do you travel outside of the U.S. ever? Any chance of bringing your conference to Australia?
At this point, no, but I might be doing some teleconferences maybe in the future. That's a possibility. We'll see. So back to you.
Okay. All right. Somebody wants you to know, just letting Ron know that I had more than one excellent healing session in the light chamber. My body really integrated the energy, and I can now command the energy and feel my spirit obey. This doesn't happen as easily before.
Yeah, wonderful. Great.
Yeah. All right. So that must have happened just this weekend, okay. Okay. I'm just trying to swim around the site here. All right. Okay, somebody wrote in, let's see. Okay, they may, let me just see what this is here. Okay, this is a logistical thing. I might just actually send this to you around so somebody can work on that. Okay, it was good to see Ron at the New York New Life Expo. My friend was glad to finally meet you. He enjoyed your lectures, and he's doing the clearings on your website, and it's making him feel gradual improvement. I enjoyed my light chamber session and the clone clearing. I felt more energized and had crisper vision. In peace. And that was a New Yorker.
Hey, I think I'll do a healing for people. What do you think we could do, Michelle? You probably work with neck energies, I guess. So here we go. Let's take off some pins out of your neck if you happen to somehow have some more of those here. Hopefully you won't feel anything if you've been on the pin calls, but you never know. Here we go. Working with your neck, so taking out, we'll get like four pins. So this pin is going in from your right side, so taking it out that way. Coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And get one that's coming into your neck from left side. So here we go. Releasing this pin. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll get one from the back of you. Taking that one out. Here we go. 1. That kind of crunches. 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And front side, taking that out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Just see if anybody's had any relief on their neck. They want to move your neck around. Maybe even get up and walk, see if that's helped you. Your neck is a little straighter. Maybe your head was bowing down to the ground, kind of, and maybe now it's straight. So we'll see what happens. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. This says money they replaced has no energy like it used to. It used to feel like dark side practitioner and strong when they had the money bill clearing. And now the person says when they do the money bill clearing, they no longer feel anything.
That's pretty good, I guess. I mean, they did a lot of money clearings or object clearings here.
Maybe. They seem to think that it has something to do with money that was replaced, like, energetically, possibly in our system or our reality. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Remember, the money controllers, we kind of use that term, could have been putting out energies that's invisible to everybody toward the money. So it may have been corded or connected to some negativity to make you feel bad. And maybe from all the clearings that we've been doing in the Beyondo and stuff and getting rid of the aliens and the ships, very possibly, action has stopped, so your money might feel more neutralized. Back to you.
Okay, great. All right. This one goes back a little while, so it was from the beginning of March, so actually just last week. It says, over the weekend on Sunday, during the seven-hour intensive, I was able to utilize the flow of energy while the light beings worked on me to do major physical tasks I had been postponing. I continually asked them to work on my spine and neck. Also, my dragon that you gave us to ride on Saturday night was helping my spinal limitations while we were gently flying in space. It was a most enjoyable healing experience.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know if you remember that, but it was after one of the calls, and we were able to ride a dragon for a couple hours, and that usually helps our spine quite a bit. So very relaxing. Okay. This one says, not thinking. How do you not think when you are working and needing to problem solve and think about what needs to get done? We get this question a lot because everybody has to work, but I guess we could always hear the answer again.
Well, you get more than the present moment and you don't think, and you're in source energy, and there's more information will stay available to you in source energy than there is in the light of the darkness. They copied the light. And so, you know, mentally, you might have a problem thinking about doing that, but it's a normal transition to get back to source energy that you used to know about, that you have kind of been switched out of. So mentally trying to describe it is not going to really work, because you can't use the mental energy to solve any problems dealing with mental energy. Mind energy is mind, and you can't ask for help with the mind to free you from the mind, because it doesn't know about that. So as you start doing the mind to heart drop more, you will have a better situation with life, and you will feel yourself freed up, and you will have more of your answers or problem-solving abilities or whatever you're dealing with at work. It'll be much better for you and easier to access. So back to you.
Okay, great. All right, this one says, I have used numerous types of Ron's clearing to remove this entity that has a certain sensation, like a cool sensation. And they're wondering how they can use it better. And let me just read the rest of this. It says, okay, so they need to know what's going to work for them. They have also done spirit barcode removal, emotional life, dark side mind control, human practitioner, the Ascension 2012 barcode. They've done numerous free ones, including Galactic Federation. They still feel that this is in them, but I'm wondering if they think it's an entity, but possibly it's an alien.
Well, you could go onto the Eliminating Alien Attack page. That might be very helpful. Give that one a shot, is what I would probably say. You feel like there's something maybe in you, around you, preventing you from doing things. But that one has a lot of different clearings on it. And it looks like our time is coming to a close here. So we have our seven-hour conference call this Sunday. And here we go. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Facilitate that. You have to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, thank you. Blessings. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone. Good evening.